escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. The news. Man, oh man. I'm excited to hear Laszlo's opinion about this. So Trump, you know, he's had a bunch of stuff that he's been rolling out in the first weeks of his second administration, right? Some executive orders.
There's a lot of stuff. You know, like I always say, you know, elections have consequences.
Yeah, there has been quite a bit of stuff.
One of the things I thought, oh, this is interesting. You know what? I'm screwing up your news.
No, go ahead. No.
Well, I was just like, did he get rid of OSHA?
Okay.
Is that
well,
something?
There's been a whole. I don't know in this very minute. Okay. You have to look it up because he did agree today. I think it was today. Maybe it was yesterday. I saw it today that they're trying to like rein in Elon a little bit and maybe back off some of this stuff that they're cutting. So I'm not sure. It's like
okay.
The tariffs. Because with the tariffs, it was like, wait. So they go on at midnight, and then we heard like we're on the air, like, oh,
like, there's a lot of fraudulent waste. He's going to find a bunch of it and. You know, and it's not all going to be bad in a sense like doom and gloom. Like, you know, everybody's saying he's going to find, yeah, he's going to find a lot. And he's going to be like, hey, I think he will. But I was kind of like, you know, maybe OSHA, they spend too much on stuff. I don't know exactly how efficient it is. But let's just not get rid of that altogether.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with cutting government spending. Where I become cynical is when there's a richest guy in the world like Elon, who's like, yes, now my buddy's president. And let's go cut some spending. And there's all this talk about using the tariffs to pay for tax cuts.
Right.
And you just think, it's not that crazy. I don't think it have to be conspiratorial to think that this guy probably is sick of paying the amount of money he has to pay in taxes every year. He's the richest guy in the world.
Who owns a giant corporation with a bunch of employees.
Exactly.
Probably isn't that upset if people aren't coming around to his factory making sure that it's safe.
You don't want the Labor Department coming
right.
in there and sniffing around.
You know, that was just one of them.
Where that's where I become cynical. That's all
right.
I'm saying. That is where I become cynical.
But anyway, go on with the trans athletes.
But the trans thing, you know, that's something that everybody seems to have an opinion on. And he has said, look, the NCAA, no more trans females. Oh, man, am I getting this right? Trans females in female sports. And he did this on National Girls Play Sports or something. I don't remember. They'll say the name of it in here. But this was something that he said he was going to do. Like you said, elections have consequences. Something that he had talked about, said he was going to do. He did it. And now the NCAA has come out and said, we will comply with these
rules. This was a big issue that Donald Trump campaigned on yesterday, signing an executive order banning transgender women and girls from competing in women's sports. The order would take federal funds away from any school that doesn't comply. Now, a number of states and legal groups have vowed to mount legal challenges, but we're already seeing this take effect with the NCAA announcing announcing it will comply with the order across all sports, setting what they call a new clear national standard.
So this all became a big hot topic in the United States when a couple things happened. You had the swimmer. I don't remember the swimmer's name. That was big news. That was talked about a lot. And you had that lawsuit, I think, out of Oregon. And then I think other people signed on. But I believe it started in Oregon with those girls who were track stars. Maybe it's been years since we talked about it. But they were upset because they said there were at least, I think there were two trans women that had joined their track team. And they said, that look, we're now missing out on scholarships because there are these trans women on our track team. So they were suing. And that became, that's ripe for politics, right? For the political right and left media to take a side on and say, okay, you're an idiot if you believe this, you're a bad person if you believe this, whatever it is. And so thus began the back and forth. And like I said, I will just stay out of it with my opinion. Because I think we did give it. Right. And I don't know if yours is the same or not. But when those lawsuits were going on, we talked about it. And
I did look something up.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 510 athletes that are in the NCAA level of college sports. That means not the NAIA and lower sports, right? But 510 athletes are in the NCAA level. 10 are transgendered.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing, man? It's 10 people. I mean, 10. They make it seem like when you see this in the news, you're like, well, damn, 250,000 transgender people are about to play girls volleyball. Like, no, there's 10. 10. And I didn't even break it down to be like, which one were in Division I, Division II, or Division III, but let's just say it's broken up evenly. Then there would be 3 people in NCAA Division I who are transgendered.
Can I ask you to clarify
Stop.
Something?
Stop! Stop!
I just want to make sure. And I'm being
Stop.
Serious here.
What are we doing?
Because I think absolutely agree with what you're saying insofar as the media loves to take these little issues and make them seem like the biggest crises in the world and distract us. Are they doing it intentionally? I'm not really that conspiratorial. I think they do it because it gets ratings, and it's as simple as that. Some people would say, no, they're doing it because they want to distract us from the real problems and so they can steal money. I don't believe that. I think it just gets ratings.
I think, yeah, people got a side and they're passionate about it.
And they're like, hey, you know what? People get angry about this, so let's talk about it a lot. That doesn't necessarily mean that, and I'm asking you, that you have a problem with trans women being excluded from NCAA women's sports?
Well, you just want me to give my take on it.
You don't have to. I mean, the way you were saying it, I didn't know if you were implying,
I think, I mean, when you talk about 10 people, if you want to fix if it's a problem, if you want to fix the issue, then you have to take, like, big, major overhauls for 10 people. Which, by the way, those 10 people are people and they deserve their rights. But it's like, whatever. So, to me, if we're going to have this argument over and over and over and over again, like you said, then just have sports. Men and women play together. Just have sports. It's fine.
Yeah, when we got into depth about it years ago, that was where you ended up.
Right.
You know, some people thought it was crazy. Some people came around. Some people changed their mind eventually and said, yeah, maybe Lonzo's right about that. I will say this, that I do agree with you that clearly this is not as big an issue as we have made it out to be.
And people are going to text me and get all this stuff. We don't have to get too much into it. But if you just have men and women's sports eventually, so just take it to your high school kids team, right? Let's just say there's a varsity. Right? I'm guessing there's a junior varsity, there's a freshman, and there's probably freshman B and freshman C team, right? Okay. So there's 5 teams. So everybody tries out. And people say, well, what are the girls going to play? Because they can't compete with the guys on the varsity level. Well, all the guys would make the varsity team. The guys who are that good. Now, what I do believe is that in certain sports, there are going to be women who can compete with men. So I believe some would make the varsity team across the country. I'm not sure what that number is. No idea.
10.
I think more would make the B team. And then I think when you got the C team or whatever it is, right, you probably have women who could beat all those guys. And the C team, then you'd probably have like this mixed co-ed team. And then a team after that. Like, so on. Okay, great. Like, I don't see how it hurts as long as we allow everybody the chance to participate. Then they can play with men and women.
Well, just to play, so I know at least one of their arguments, like I mentioned, was that they said, look, we worked hard to get our moms and grandmothers worked hard to get women's sports, and this is how we are able to compete on a level playing field and get scholarships for athletics, because if it's just co-ed, then women will stop getting scholarships for sports. I don't know why. I'm just telling you that was
right, but I'm just saying, like, have that level of basketball or volleyball or whatever it is, have that level in college.
Yeah.
Right? So there you go. So what's going to happen? I don't know. Maybe you get a couple of dudes who play on the second Missouri basketball team, which is mostly females, right? Or the third, whichever, however it goes, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know that you have to do that right away, but I think it's the simplest solution. And I think it's crazy to think that there's that, you know, Caitlin Clark wouldn't have made the A team on some of those NCAA teams.
Well, she certainly would have made the A team at least some at North or whatever.
Right, you know? Exactly, right? Yeah. So, you know, and I know she's the greatest, but let's just, you know, I think there is competition to be made there, and I could probably be swayed to how you would change that at certain points, you know. But that said, you know, again, there's a major overhaul for 10 people. What I would start with is just, you know, make it a case-by-case basis with these 10 people. You don't have to have any sweeping legislation that says, well, that's how we're going to do it from here on out for 10 people. Yeah. Like, for those 10 people, I really feel like you could get them in a room together and be like, hey, what do you want to play?
Yeah.
And
can we not discuss it on the news?
I play field hockey for an NAIA team in Western Chillicothe State University. I'm like, you go get them. Go get them. Like, whatever. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And then if it was some, you know, something where, you know, like that boxer, so I don't know what that boxer was, but let's just say it's something where you're like, oh, this gives you a clear advantage, then we talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, let's figure it out, right? Okay. With 10 people, I think you can make individual distinctions and use a little bit of common sense.
I do think that, and this is probably goes without saying, I do think that on these issues like this, that the media turns into these giant wedge issues, I do think a lot of people tend to take the opinion of their side, even if it's not the opinion that they would naturally come to on their own. And I know that can be said about so many things. Right. But especially on issues like this, I see people and I'm like, is that really what you think? Or is that what you've been told to think? Like, are you really that angry about it because you believe this? You're really that angry about it because you believe the other? Or is it because you've been told? I just don't know that naturally this had to be such a divisive, polarizing, massive issue. You know?
Yeah, and I mean, what sport are we talking about? Again, what sport are we talking about? I mean, is it football?
Like the lawsuit, I remember, was
right. I know, but I don't know how anybody gets an advantage in football.
Well,
right? So let's take that away. Well, for one, for tackle football, there's not women's college tackle football.
Oh, okay.
So if a woman born that way or trans, right? I don't know. I don't want to say the wrong thing to offend people, but you understand what I'm saying. Tries out for the football team to make it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So what are we really talking about? We're talking about basketball and track and swimming, mm-hmm. right? That's what we're talking about?
Yeah, whatever NCAA women's sports are occasionally on TV, I guess, would probably be the ones that people are
right, but what I'm saying is, but it's like the bathroom argument.
I know.
So, like, and I know, so if you are a trans man, okay, so, you know, as a doctor or somebody would say, you were born a woman, you're a trans man, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to try out for the baseball team. Okay. Like, okay, so take that out of it. Like, you're either going to make it or you're not.
Right.
So there's no, like, unfair competition here. So if you were born a man and you want to try, so then the question becomes, if you were born a man and you transition to a woman, then the question is, is it fair for you to play softball?
And that's what this has been.
Is it fair for you to run track, right? So then now take away, you got 10, probably take away 3 of them where it wouldn't matter, right? And you got 7 that you can discuss. Let's figure it out. 7 people.
For this 5-year massive.
Well, we got the president.
Name calling.
Right, in New York Times articles. Debate. We're talking about, because I'm guessing like some of those, you know. I mean, I did read, you know, I'd have to go back and do it, but the stat that I read was that over 8 million students participated in sports in 2023 and 2024. This is not just the NCAA. That was 510, right?
Okay.
15 were transgendered.
So this is like all organized sports?
Yeah. And 2 are transgender girls. So the other 13, it doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? Because you're trying. That means that you're a born a female transitioning to a male, trying out for male sports. Good for you.
Which
we already do that. Women can try out for male sports if they want. So great.
We've all seen the girl on the football team that makes the news because she made the high school football team. She's a kicker.
She's already doing it.
Yeah.
So we're already there. Women can try out for any sport they want. Doesn't matter. We're talking about two people. Two people who were born male say they're transitioning to female, and they're like, hey, I'd like to play the sport. Two.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Two. Okay. And what's the argument? That, well, if these two people would then take away a scholarship from someone?
Yeah.
Well, how about if I'm the NCAA and I just say, you know what? We're going to give, hey, University of Hawaii, you want this trans female to be on the swim team, but it takes away a scholarship from another person? I'm going to give you an extra one.
Yeah.
Whoever you're going to cut it from, you now got an extra one. Congratulations. Next. Hey, Patty, what's the story? And she's like, well, hey, you get an extra one. Great. We're done arguing.
You can see why this has been such a hot topic for so long. But you know what?
15 people. 8 million. 15.
It's done now.
15.
So NCAA says they'll comply, and there you go. I have a feeling, though, that that's not the end of this debate. I have a feeling it's not the end of elected politicians saying the types of things that that woman from South Carolina said yesterday. I just think this whole trans topic, the media is going to keep in the spotlight for a while. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and do some more news.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right,
okay, so there is other stuff going on in the news. Did you guys see the video of the guy in his boat? He's in a fishing boat. It's in a lake in Florida. I don't remember which lake. I think they said somewhere near Daytona. But there's, I assume, drone footage of this boat. And there's it's just like what you'd expect, like a tracker fishing boat with a little outboard on it. And this guy is laying. He's totally on his side. I mean, he's out. And he's just laying, you know, lengthways along the side of the boat. I don't know if that's a starboard or I don't know how that works. But he's laying in the boat. He looks dead. And the boat is just spinning in circles. The motor's revving, and this thing is just spinning in circles. And the, you know, I don't know what they are, the lake patrol. I think that's okay. What they call them here. I don't know what they call them in Florida. But they had to go try and knock into this boat and then get one of their guys to be able to jump onto the boat. I really thought when they got to this guy they were going to find out he'd had a heart attack. Because that happens to you guys, you know? It just happens. Some guys it doesn't happen to, but a lot of guys it does. 1 minute, you're talking some nonsense, and the next minute, you're out. So to see that guy laying there in his fishing boat, I thought, man, he died. Well, at least he did, you know, something that he enjoyed when he died. But I think he's going
to
be okay.
Well, a dramatic rescue in Florida. Deputies jumping into action to save a man who was lying unresponsive on a boat that was just spinning in circles. This happened on Lake Diaz. That's west of Daytona Beach, Florida. Rescuers pull alongside the boat and eventually managed to slow it down enough so that a deputy could jump on board. First responders treated the man for an unspecified medical condition. He is expected to be okay.
Okay, what do you think the unspecified medical condition is? The whole reason I click on these stories is because I want to know what went wrong. I'm always curious, what killed that person? What made that person unresponsive, alone in that boat? He didn't look that old, so what's happening? I mean, it's got to be a heart thing, right? But if it's a heart thing, aren't you dead? Like, if you're a dude and you have a heart thing, especially if you're on a boat spinning around in circles alone for that long?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Look, it could happen to any of us. We've known people who it's happened to. We had a coworker that it happened to.
Were you?
Yeah, a long time ago. Remember?
No.
Yeah, you do. Nice guy. They've got a tribute to him out front.
Oh, right.
And, you know, he seemed young and healthy and everything. And then
basketball ref?
I think he was like, someone said that maybe he was on a ladder. I don't know, but it was like you're doing yard work of some sort. And then that was it. And it's, in some senses, it's kind of, I don't know what the correct word is here, but it's kind of nice to know that there's a chance that when we go, because we're all going to go, that maybe it's just going to be lights out for me and that's it.
Yeah, right.
You know? But then you look at the age and you go, but not that young. Not someone who has kids that are, you know what I mean? And that's where you go, so there's nothing good about that. And I don't know why it happens to men so much more often, but it just does. I know women can have heart attacks, but I've never seen it.
Stress.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I feel like if they have one, they don't die from it. Although, Lazo, I know you've talked about this in the past because my dad had a heart attack years ago. He's passed away now, but years ago he had a heart attack, and of course it scared me. And Lazo's like, dude, you can have heart attacks and live. Most of the time people have heart attacks, they live. You get some stents, you do whatever. Yeah. You can have more than one heart attack and still live.
Well, my dad had three.
Yeah. And I guess growing up, I just always thought the heart attack is it. Once you have it, what are the odds they're going to get you to the hospital in time?
Man, a black widow in a casino and walked it off.
Oh, my God. I don't understand how that's possible.
Well, that's what they said.
Well, and then our buddy who had one in his early 30s. I mean, you know, and crazy. I mean, he was like 32 years old. I don't know. Again,
I don't like talking about it.
Again, I don't either, because when I lay in bed at night, if any of this stuff crosses my mind, if I see this image of this guy spinning around on the boat, then I start to feel like my heart maybe is off. Oh, did it just skip half a beat? And then I start to think that my chest is getting tight, and I'm telling myself, obviously this is in your head because you're just thinking about that guy on the fishing boat. But then my brain goes, maybe you were thinking about the guy on the fishing boat because you started to feel something's wrong with your heart. I don't know. You say this doesn't happen that often to you, but it has happened, I assume, where you go, this is it. Something feels, I don't know how to explain it. I guess it's anxiety.
Sometimes.
But I can like black out from
it. Not as many as you, but when I had vertigo that one time, I thought, well, there's no one here, and I'm just having a stroke and dying. So I literally, it's the first time that I ever just laid back down to die.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is where I die.
Right.
That was.
That's exactly it.
That was.
This is last
eye opening. In many ways, like the fact that I could just do that was like, well, here's where you die. I have to lay back down. It's, and then when I didn't die, I closed my eyes, I opened my eyes up, and the room was still spinning. I'm like, well, now it's going to take a while to die?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Maybe I have time to throw that porn away.
Like, oh, no.
Things I should have done.
I couldn't get out of bed, man.
It's scary.
If you've ever had vertigo, man, it is crazy.
And I'm not saying that it's happened a lot to me, but it has happened at least a few times where I start to get this feeling that I can't explain. It's like a rush comes out of nowhere, and then I go, I think it's my heart, and then I can almost black out. I'll like lay down on the bed if I'm not already in bed. Sometimes I'm in bed. But I'll sit on the couch or in bed or whatever, and I think this is the last thing I'm going to see. Mm. Staring at this wall, and this is it.
And your wife
what did I do wrong? Sometimes, but sometimes even if she's in the other room or whatever, it's just like it doesn't matter because I'm dead. She's gonna find me in an hour. She's gonna realize I'm not asleep. You know, what difference does it make? I think that's anxiety. Happens to my buddy too.
I call her though. Be like, I'm freaking out. I might be dying.
Yeah, but then I also feel like
my
I could be the boy who had a heart attack.
I call either two kids, which I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
because if I'm not dying, then I'd be like, Dad's
weird. Exactly.
He always thinks he's dying.
And it scares them.
Right. So I don't want to do that. So I wouldn't call them.
Yep.
And then the other thing is, maybe nobody's there.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I just always think, well, it's too late anyway. This is it. This must be one. I've seen the videos of people having those massive heart attacks where they're just out. And that's got to be what I'm experiencing. It wouldn't help me to call Brooke in here at this point anyway. Canada. Remember when Canada booed the national anthem? Our national anthem, the United States national anthem, they booted at a hockey game.
We
talked about that.
I didn't see it, but I heard it.
Oh, you didn't see it? There's, of course, a bunch of video, cell phone video, and you can hear the boos. I mean, it's noticeable. So I just thought this was kind of a funny headline that today, because of that incident, that there are authorities in Canada who are asking their fellow Canadian citizens to please not boo the American Pee Wee hockey team when they come to play.
Oh, really?
Like, hey, just in case, we don't think you would, but don't boo the little kids.
Yeah.
You know? They're not old enough to vote. I assume that is that what they're booing about? Do they not? Because of the tariffs or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I figured out. I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever, Canada. What?
Yes, I will tell you, man, have you ever guys ever seen those, though? Like, you said it like a little peewee thing. Like, I have buddies just growing up in Michigan who would go play these travel hockey games in Canada.
It's a big deal.
30,000 people.
What?
30,000 people in 30, an arena.
30,000? That's crazy.
25, 30,000 people in an arena to watch high school kids play
that's
hockey.
Crazy.
That's like Texas high school football.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
it's bigger. Unreal.
My
bigger.
God.
I think I had a buddy just post not too long ago that he had all his pins, and I guess his next-door neighbor, their kid was going to go play. And so it was a picture of him giving him his old pins that he played in it 25 years ago. And then a picture of the stadium that he played in, and it's 30,000 people.
That is crazy. That's crazy. I don't know anything about hockey. I like it. When I was a kid, we had the Blades. I like that. And I like the Mavs. But I don't really know much about it. I do know that if someone asks, like if my girlfriend says, who's the greatest athlete, or, you know, that kind of trivia question, who dominated their sport, I always just go Gretzky.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of the numbers, but I have looked at them before, and it's like, has anyone ever dominated a sport?
It's got to be unfair.
It's totally, it looks like an adult playing against little kids when you look at those numbers.
Yeah, cheat code.
It's just insane. And again, I don't know anything about hockey. But I don't have to look at those numbers and go, there can't be this equivalent in another sport.
No.
Is there? I mean, like, Jordan didn't
not
have
Gretzky
this.
Style.
Gretzky just was. Yeah. And you, were you like, you know, what did you think of him when you were a kid? Because you grew up on a big hockey town in Detroit. So.
He was one of those people.
Like, did people get excited that he was coming to town? Okay.
And you were like, man. You know, you wanted your guys to kick his ass.
Sure.
But they could never catch him.
Yeah.
But you were also aware that you were watching greatness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess it's kind of like Mahomes, in a sense. I mean, Mahomes is nowhere near Gretzky yet. But in a sense, we were like, wow, I'm watching greatness, man. That's crazy.
It's like Jeter coming
and
to the K. You know.
I hope somebody knocks his block off.
Yeah.
It's okay to, that's what I would tell you about Brady. It's okay to do both.
Yes.
It's okay to be like, this is the greatest football player I've ever seen in my life, and I hope we destroy him.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, you know, I think that's where most people...
I think it makes it more fun.
That's where we fell when Gretzky would come and play the Red Wings. Like, I hope Bob Probert just whoops his ass today.
And I feel like the NBA does it a lot, of course, we don't have an NBA team, but that's a big draw, it would seem, in the NBA that, hey, our team sucks, but LeBron's coming to town, let's go to that
Durant
game or whatever.
Will be here, you
and
know?
I mean, for
Chef
baseball, I go to games a lot of times because of who the Royals are playing, and I'm like,
of course,
it's exciting. And sit there with my girlfriend and explain to her, like, hey, you know, that guy right there, he's a legend. Exactly.
Mike
and you can get excited about that at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's beat him.
Yeah,
but
right,
if he hits a grand slam, that'd be kind of cool, as long as we've got at least five runs, you know, that'd be good.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.